Welcome to Hollywood United Methodist Church. We are glad that you have joined us for worship both in person and online. As you are able, please stand for opening hymns.
Thank you. Yeah. So there we go. So we've established that some are having new teachers, and we have at least three who are starting a new school tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about how you feel about starting a new school tomorrow.
I feel excited and nervous at the same time.
So what's exciting?
Hanging out with my friends.
Yeah. What are you a little bit nervous about?
The classes.
So every time we start something new, sometimes we're a little bit nervous, and sometimes we're a little bit excited. And in the movie today, has anyone up here seen the movie Marcel and the Shell with Shoes? So Marcel goes through a lot of changes and is a little bit nervous and is a little bit excited. When you have gone to a new school before, what happened?
I had to move, and I knew absolutely nada.
And then what happened once you were there for a little while?
I made friends and I still knew nada.
I love it. So yeah, we made friends. And luckily with Annalise starting a new school, we got to meet the teacher, we got to see her playground, and I know it's a little bit nervous sometimes. But being able to meet the teacher, knowing you're going to be able to see some new friends. And that's a little bit of what Marcel went through in this movie. And what I all want you to know is we're always going to go through changes, right? A lot of things are going to change. Guess what doesn't change? This community that we have here, right? The love that God has for you, this community and this family that you have here. Looking forward to different things and friends that we see here. Annalie, what do you look forward to seeing every Sunday when you come here?
Church.
Yep. And one of the reasons Annalie likes to come here, she shared she likes to see Dan, the first person that she sees when she walks in, right? So we all have this community here, and no matter how nervous or how many things change, I want you to know that you can always come back here. And we have the love and the community here for you, with Mr. Kevin, with myself, with your family here, and with one another, with the friends and the bonds that we have here. All right? So have fun. We will say lots of prayers for you. I'm going to say one prayer for everybody right now as we go off and start school tomorrow. Let us pray. Dearest Lord, thank you so much for all of the blessings that we have up here, for this wonderful community that we have. We know that things change, and there's a little bit excited and a little bit nervous that happens with all of this change. Know that we are with you, that God is with you always, that we know that you are with us, and send all of the blessings for both you and our parents and families and friends as we go off and start something new this week. And all God's children said, amen. A couple of announcements before we go off. You can continue to bring in your backpacks here as we have. So we'll still be accepting those throughout the rest of the summer. And also, we're encouraging young folks to stay here in the service today. And the nursery is also open with Miss Caitlin and Miss Oshadi for those 5 and under who would like to engage in community there. And so as we, some of us, move off back into the nursery, let us stand up and pass the peace with our community here.
Peace be with you. As we enter into this time of prayer together, I just actually want to take a moment and give thanks to our wonderful children's program and their leadership for the amazing Sunday we had last Sunday, the water play. I was super jealous to not have my bathing suit because I think the big slide could accommodate adults. Just a note for next year. All right. And of course, to our wonderful hospitality team, Dan, for the incredible barbecue we had. We're so grateful for everyone joining us and for those of you returning for a second Sunday with us. Let us enter into this special time of prayer, a time set aside for conversation with God, for reflection, and to lift up our hearts and minds. Dear Lord, we come to you today on this beautiful Sunday, grateful for a place to gather, for a community of welcome and love, and a place where we can feel at home. We remember today the people of Hawaii as they mourn the loss that they have experienced and reckon with devastating fires impacting their islands, especially Maui. We pray for your strength and your presence in Maui and especially in the community of Lahaina, who have lost so much. Too many lives, too many important places, even one of our churches. God, grant solace to the Native Hawaiians who have watched their ancestral homeland and seat of authority burn, and be with all who are struggling in this moment of trauma and uncertainty. We offer gratitude to the firefighters and first responders and everyday citizens who tried to help, and we pray that you will keep them safe. God, be with those who have lost loved ones. Help the community rise to shelter those who have been displaced, and make us mindful of the thousands of people who are now out of work and who in the coming days will experience other levels of struggle. God, we are grateful for all that you provide and the way you move in the world. We thank you for guiding us in difficult moments and being present with us in all things. We are blessed by your spirit and rejoice in the possibility of new things to come. We are an Easter people, which means that we know that every day is a new day, and God, we are grateful for that. We are grateful that you have made us about doing new things. And we ask that you can continue to guide us in our lives and in our ministry in the world. We thank you for your people, and we pray for your blessing on them, especially our young people, as they return to school this week. Please give extra strength and encourage to those who are starting new school and new phases of life, entering middle and high school and beginning higher education. Embolden them and fill them with curiosity. Be with their teachers and their educators and support staff, and bless this year that it might be one rich with learning, new experiences, joy, and complete with safety. We continue to pray, God, that you grant courage and strength to workers across our city who are struggling and striking to provide a better future for their family. Please pour your spirit over them and the entirety of their community. We pray for wisdom at the bargaining table and fairness for all, so that all might have a chance to build a future from the bounty that you have provided. God, there are many in our own community who are struggling today, who are experiencing illness or uncertainty, depression or loss. Be with those who are struggling and help us to be a good friend to rely on. We especially lift up to you today Carol and her family. She's experienced difficult medical news, that you will be with them and give them strength. We also ask for your healing presence to be poured over Janine, who has cancer, and Christopher and her family for their strength. There are many more prayers on our hearts and minds, and we now offer them to you in a moment of silent prayer. God, we are so grateful to you for this time set apart, for each and every day when you enter into our lives and the Holy Spirit that you pour over us to keep us moving, even when it seems like it's not possible. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to live amongst us, to teach us what it means to truly love, to be about radical love and inclusion, and to build the beloved community, and who taught us in your name to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Good morning, church family. Hey, how are we today? Yes? Staying cool? Kinda? If you need some of our all-natural air conditioning, please move closer to the black fans. All right, I forgot to do this last week, but this week I am being reminded. Let's all check in. Get out those phones, go ahead and scan that, and one of the best parts of checking in is you can share prayer requests with us. So if you have any, please put those in the area for it in there and send it off, and we pray over those every week. Today there's a couple things happening. The arts and worship team is meeting in the parlor at about 12:15 after church, and also the AIDS Project Los Angeles meeting is happening in the chapel about the same time. So you still have time to go out, get a few sweet treats, and say hi to people in the courtyard before you take off to wherever you're going. Also, on the 19th of August, which I believe is next Saturday, is our final VBS. So they're calling it Compassion Camp. So that's happening at our Harmony campus. So that starts at 10 a.m. and goes through 1 p.m. Then also August 20th, after church, we're doing a blessing bag build for people in need. And that's happening in our air-conditioned gym, so great reason to stay is for air conditioning and also to help others. So join us after church next Sunday. And then one last up-and-coming thing, August 26th, we are doing a Habitat for Humanity build. And that's happening, it's pretty much all day, but you need to sign up. And you can do all of that signing up right there at that QR code. We also have all of the information out on the welcome tables. So please see me out there afterwards and we can talk about it. Also, all of August, if you notice here, we're collecting backpacks for students in need. So feel free, if you have an extra one or if you're out shopping, to bring one to church all the way up through homecoming, which is happening September 17th. So in 1 month, can't believe it already. It's going to be fall, and it's going to be pumpkin spice everything. So make sure you join us for homecoming. We're going to grill up some food. We're going to have another ministry fair, and everything happens in the gym in the backyard. So come and join then. One quick note that was added. Food on Foot signups are happening. Now, I don't have a slide for this because it was just added, but there is a QR code on both welcome tables. So if you want to join, that's happening. We're doing that after church on September 10th. So you just need to sign up beforehand, and that will be, like I said, at a welcome table. Also at our welcome tables, a lot of things happening. People have asked how to get involved or how to help Maui and the community of Lahaina. And the church there, the UMC, lost everything. So we have these QR codes at the welcome table if you want to find out more ways to give and to help. All that we do here is made possible by you, with your prayers, your presence being here, your service, and also your gifts. So as the ushers come forward and we put up the QR code for electronic giving, please give as you're able so we can continue to do ministry here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you for being here.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by the time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God.
We continue our summer Crosslake sermon series with our film this morning, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. It's based on a series of YouTube shorts that the same filmmakers, created in the early 2010s. It's a combination of live action and stop motion. It's a faux documentary centering on the lives of one-inch Marcel, a shell with one eye who, yes, wears shoes, his grandmother, Nana Connie, and filmmaker Dean Fleischer Camp. On its face, it looks like a fun children's film, but it is so much more. How many of you have seen Marcel? Okay, a few. Now, I want you to know Marcel is with us on the altar. He's very hard to see, but he's right in the middle, you see, right among the plants. So thanks to Emily Redenbach for our Marcel today. Let's watch the trailer together.
All right, so I'm making like a little documentary.
Oh, it's like a movie, but nobody has any lines and nobody even knows what it is while they're making it. No?
Tell me about what's life like.
It's pretty much common knowledge that it takes at least 20 shells to have a community. My cousin fell asleep in a pocket, and that's why I don't like the saying everything comes out of the wash. Because sometimes it doesn't, or sometimes it does, and they're just like a completely different person. So it's actually only two of us now. Myself and my grandmother, Nana Connie. We like to watch 60 Minutes because Leslie Stahl is fearless. Nana, make the noise. Sometimes I find my mind wandering, thinking, what would my family think? Do you think they could be out there?
Marcello, let's forget about being afraid. Just take the adventure.
Okay, let's do it.
Hi, everybody. It's Marcel. I'm recording this video because I'm looking for my family. There's no point in listening. I
don't know me anymore. Marcel the Shell and the Search for a Family reunited. Marcel, how long has it been since you've seen your family?
I couldn't tell you, but a space in my heart gets bigger and louder every day.
Dean, do you know how long?
That's 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to know. There's so many places that they could be.
Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Whoa.
You are beautiful.
There must be so many others like me. got to go. Not that I don't like Arthur.
Not that. I'm out.
No. Oh, my God.
Arthur.
No.
Arthur.
Off.
Marcel and Connie live a magical, miraculous life in a house that they make work for them. A hollowed-out tennis ball becomes a vehicle for wandering around the house. The kitchen mixer and some string tied to the orange tree outside allows for the tree to be shaken and the fruit to fall down, to be eaten. When Marcel needs to reach something that's off the ground, he steps in honey and then walks up the wall. But their lives have also been affected by trauma. For some years, the couple who occupied the house spent their time arguing. One night, the male partner packed his bags, emptying the contents of his sock drawer into his suitcase, and then he drove off. The trouble is, the sock drawer was where all the shells gathered when they started arguing. So almost all the shells were in that suitcase that left with the male partner, except for Marcel and Connie. The house is then turned into an Airbnb, and Dean, who has recently divorced himself, occupies the house and begins to film Marcel in his daily life, asking questions about what he eats, how Nana Connie tends her garden, and why 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl is their favorite program. But Marcel also asks questions of Dean, such as, guess why I smile a lot? And Dean says, I don't know, why? Marcel responds, because it's worth it. He also philosophizes, such as the moment when Marcel describes sitting on the windowsill with the breeze blowing through his shell. He realizes, I'm not just one separate piece rattling around in this place, but I'm part of a whole. And I truly enjoy the sound of myself connected to everything. Marcel also muses on what life is like. He says, it's pretty much common knowledge that it takes 20 shells to have a community. My cousin fell asleep in a pocket, and that's why I don't like the saying, everything comes out in the wash, because sometimes it doesn't. Or sometimes it does, and they're a completely different person. What it is that constitutes community is one of the central themes in Marcel, the Shell with the Shoes On, and in our gospel lesson for this morning. But the commonality between the two is really the need for us to suspend our disbelief in one way or another, in either story. Turning to Matthew's gospel, at this point, the disciples had bonded with Jesus and they had formed community together. They knew that Jesus practiced a regular rhythm of teaching and preaching, healing and challenging the authorities of the day, but that was balanced with time for rest and renewal. On the evening after they had fed the 5,000, Jesus sent the disciples on ahead to cross the Sea of Galilee without them, telling them to go rest on the journey and that he'd be catch up with them once he had caught his breath and spent some time in prayer. And since it hadn't been very long since they had all been on a boat with Jesus and witnessed him calming the wind and the seas, it shouldn't have come as a surprise to them that the very next morning that they hadn't been able to go very far due to strong winds that were holding them back, that Jesus wouldn't just take a boat to come out to meet them. Nah, he'd just walk out on the water to get to the boat to join them. They're slow learners. Jesus in Matthew has a pet name for them, little faith ones. They still haven't learned that he's ready and able to be present with them. And when they see a figure doing what no human can do, coming to where no human can come, walking on the water, Alice McKenzie says they act like bad extras in a horror movie. It's a ghost, they cry out in fear. Well, Jesus does his best to reassure them. He calls to them, saying the phrase he seems to use so often in the Gospels, do not be afraid. It's not a ghost, it's me. Well, as Jesus keeps walking towards them, you could almost see that light bulb go off over Peter's head. Really, Jesus? Really, is that you? Gaining more confidence by the moment, as we know that Peter is apt to do some rash things. Sometimes Peter calls out, Jesus, if it really is you, then I'm going to dare you to dare me to walk on the water too and to come out and meet you. Can't you just imagine Jesus' smile when he says, all right then, Peter, come on out. And at first it goes well. Peter gets out of the boat and he takes his first tentative but successful steps on the water. He was doing great. But then he became distracted by the winds, the scripture tells us. Or maybe it was a combination of the winds and the squeals of delight or fear emanating from the disciples on the boat. Or who knows what? All we know is that Peter lost his concentration and he starts to sink. But just at the time of Peter's greatest need, Jesus reaches out his hand and pulls him up. He scooped him up out of the waters, out of the chaos, out of the realm of the impossible. He hugged him tight, and together they got in the boat. Peter was many things. Remember that the great Southern writer Flannery O'Connor wrote about him. The church is founded on Peter, who denied Christ three times and couldn't walk on the water by himself. But when Peter was confronted with the power of Jesus' faith and actions, Peter was compelled. He was moved. He had to get out of that boat. He had to respond. He was not content to remain static. Back to the film, likewise, Marcel was not content to stay static when he learned there actually might be a way to find his family, to regain his community. He allows Dean to film short documentary videos of himself and Connie and post on YouTube, explaining to Connie, by the way, that a documentary is like a movie, but nobody has any lines and nobody even knows what it is while they're making it. Marcel becomes an overnight online success, with millions of viewers seeing how he lives and hearing his pleas for help in finding his family. His popularity becomes so intense that his fans find out where he lives, and they begin to visit his house and take selfies and peek into the window. One afternoon, Dean and Marcel are driving around because Marcel doesn't realize how big the world is. And he thinks that he can just drive around and find his family. During that drive, two people break into the house, and Nana Connie is injured from a fall from which she never recovers. Marcel asks Dean to take down the YouTube posts because he wants to concentrate solely on caring for Connie, and he notes the difference between having an audience, as he does on YouTube, and having community. Now, it's during this time that 60 Minutes contacts Dean for an interview. Even while he's hopeful that the interview will bring him closer to finding his family, Marcel is afraid that if he is interviewed on TV by Leslie Stahl, it will bring greater harm to his grandmother. Connie, though, will have none of it, saying, "It may be good or it may not be, but just take the adventure. Don't use me as an excuse not to live." And through his tears, Marcel asks, "But what if everything changes again?" And just like Miss April said in our children's moment, it will. Jesus says the same thing, or has the same message, but in a different way. Jesus says, "Hear my call. Get out of the boat. Don't remain captive to your fears, but risk out in faith." The great preacher William Sloan Coffin once said, "As I see it, the primary religious task these days is to try to think straight. You can't think straight if your heart is full of fear, because fear seeks safety, not truth. If your heart's a stone, you cannot have decent thoughts, either about personal relations or international ones. A heart full of love, on the other hand, has a limbering effect on the mind. And if we are courageous enough to trust in that great love of Jesus Christ, in that limbering effect on our minds, when we falter, when we fail, when we begin to sink into the depths, Jesus will be there to catch us, to scoop us up and hold us close and set us on course to live by faith in trusting in him. Now, eventually, Marcel is reunited with his family, with his community. Nana Connie has passed, and we see Marcel travel through the process of grief. Dean moves into his own house, another loss for Marcel, and he's begun dating again. But Marcel comes to see Dean at his new place, and he gets a bigger picture. He begins to understand that while change is the only constant in life, Marcel's love and compassion and commitment to his family is the life force of his shell and his human community. It's because of Marcel's determination and Connie's insistence that he live his life, even if it means taking a risk. It's because of that that the shells are back together again. There's a great article in the Sojourners magazine about this film. And the writer says, toward the end of the film, Marcel plays Amazing Grace with a piece of curly pasta as his instrument. Here, Marcel is situated somewhere between his mourning for what is lost and his unabashed hope for what could be. And what an astonishing place to begin again. As the hymn goes, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Finding and forming community takes bravery, wonder, and creativity. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Marcel wills us to find what is charming and sweet in this long journey home. Because remember, it takes at least 20 shells to make a community. And sometimes it takes Leslie Stahl, too. Amen. Following the postlude, if you would like to receive communion, please move down to these first two rows and Pastor Brady will offer it to you. You do not need to be a member of this church or of any church. You simply have to have the desire to receive. We want to thank Thompson Hell for being our guest organist this morning. We're so grateful to you. Thompson will be back in 2 weeks while John West continues his vacation. Speaking of which, I will be on vacation as of tomorrow and for the next 3 weeks. Please be kind to Pastor Bridie and Devin. In my absence, please be kind to them. And the answer is I'm going to 3 concerts. So there we go. Go now in peace, knowing that you are beloved, knowing that you have community here in this place, and knowing how much God loves you. Go in peace now to love and serve the world. Amen.